about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sophie and Liv with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a new palliative care research into medicinal cannabis during end-of-life care is calling for regional Queenslanders to be patients for the trial. MATA Health are running a trial to investigate the use of THC and CBD and its effectiveness as pain relief in end-of-life care, especially in rural areas of Queensland. This trial may transform access to end-of-life care research after less than 10 studies into medicinal cannabis in palliative care during the last decade have been conducted. Palliative Care CEO Australia, Mira Agar, says increasing interest in the area has prompted these trials and research must be done into how to administer an effective dose without side effects.
Refugees are celebrating after being granted permission to continue their peaceful protest by Queensland courts. Demonstrators, as part of a nationwide movement calling for permanent visas to be issued to Australian refugees, have been camping outside the Logan offices of Treasurer Jim Chalmers for 3 weeks before being issued to move on orders by local police. The legal challenge was ruled against by Beenleigh Magistrate Whitehead, who found refugees able to return to protests outside the Treasurer's office from 10am to 10pm daily.
In national news, controversy arises as the Victorian government has announced the Dingo Unprotection Order in the northeast and east of the state. This permits the lethal control of dingoes on private land, allowing farmers to kill dingoes and wild dogs that pose a threat to their livestock. However, this order will not extend to the west of the state, where dingo population is critically low. Many are deeply disappointed with the lack of consultation with environmentalists and traditional owner groups in this decision. Tangerang Land and Waters Council traditional custodian Matthew Shanks expressed that the unprotection order disregards Tangerang culture and their obligation to protect and care for the country, as dingoes are a vital predator in the ecosystem. Minister for Agriculture Ross Spence states that the government is investigating ways in which there may be a compromise on this issue.
The Albanese government remains non-committal over negative gearing reforms and media speculation and calls from the Greens. The controversial policy has been placed at the centre of Australia's housing crisis, with critics calling on the government to scrap the law which incentivises rental owners to keep properties vacant for a tax discount. But despite claims from the Albanese government suggesting that the Treasury Office were considering negative gearing reforms, Treasurer Jim Chalmers said they weren't considered in housing policy reforms.
In international news, Thailand has become the first country in Southeast Asia to legalise same-sex marriage. Thai activists have been fighting for marriage equality for over a decade, often being stalled by political turbulence which resulted in mass street protests. The new law will take effect in 120 days, which will grant full legal, financial, and medical rights for married couples of any gender. The law now uses gender-neutral language to also grant adoption and inheritance rights to same-sex couples.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of meatballs, with a slight chance of showers during the late morning and early afternoon. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
You only need to appear as a threat to possibly be swooped